Welcome back, you guys, and hello if you are new here. I am Coach Cassie. I am a certified life coach. I consider myself an ultimate dream coach as I niche in helping entrepreneurs specifically in building their dream business. This is something that I'm very passionate about as I myself am an entrepreneur, and I have gone through, I feel, quite a lot of building my own business, one that is very, very unique. I'm a professional mermaid, and that has then led into my coaching business, and here I am. So I'm very much a businesswoman, to say the least, and I am here now, your coach, to tell you how to do it and to coach you, especially with more kind of out there dreams, because mermaiding is not for everyone, and I really like to target people who have dreams that aren't necessarily something you're gonna find on Indeed looking for jobs, but something you kind of have to create yourself and just figure it out. But if you're feeling sunk more specifically, to stay on my theme, I am here to help you. You can book a free discovery call. The link will be in the description below. But stay tuned for the end of this video, as I think I will give a lot more valuable information. You can also check out my podcast if you are listening to this on YouTube. And if not, if you're on the podcast, go ahead and check out my YouTube. But I will get to that in a few minutes. One thing that I want to talk about is the value of moments in our life. I think in life, and I don't know if this is just me, but I don't think it is, we're all waiting for a moment to happen. Just a special moment. We get so caught up in just our day-to-day life, and we just long for these special moments, right? Like that first kiss or the curtains to drop at a show. We long for waiting for that moment when we can look over at the restaurant and see our waiter bringing over our food. Our entire life is based, in my opinion, on waiting for a moment to happen for us to be content. And it's kind of sad if you think about it that that's what our contentment is based on. But if you think about it, it's true. Like, we can't really settle until these certain moments happen. That doesn't mean that it's these particular moments only, but moments in general. And I think this is why we have to keep coming up with new goals for ourselves to keep creating moments, or we just get bored. I mean, honestly, we get bored and we just get depressed, and there's nothing to live for if we don't have moments. Because in my opinion, life is not made up out of just an entirely great life. It's not. Life itself, day to day, minute by minute, is not wonderful. It's not. I'm sorry. But moments that happen through our day, through our life, is what makes our life wonderful. You don't come home and just say, my entire day was incredible. I loved every single minute of it. Especially if this is just your day-to-day life. You don't say that. Maybe if you're on vacation, but throughout your entire day, it's like, okay, this one person really made my day today because she did XYZ. Right? It was that moment that made you feel special. So speaking of moments, I feel in the same sense, we wait for a moment to happen in our life where we decide that that moment is when we want to change our life. We wait for that moment. And we keep thinking, it's gonna hit me at some point, it just hasn't hit me yet. And we've been saying this for how long? That, you know, one day I'm just going to wake up and I'll just want to do it one day. Is that right? Do you really think that one day you're just going to wake up and want to do it? Or do you think you need to just say, you know what? Today is the day I'm going to do it, whether I want to or not, because I'm not going to get results if I don't just start. I see people say this all the time. One day I'm going to wake up and want to change my life, but I'm okay right now. I'm content right now. One day I'm going to decide to start investing into myself and start eating healthier, start working out more, but not today. One day, I'm going to decide to actually go out and follow my dream. But until then, I'm going to stay at my 9-to-5 job because I'm comfortable. That's what it comes down to, is being comfortable. This could be an entire another episode just talking about comfortability. The problem is that moment that we long for doesn't happen unless we call it in. Referring to the examples I gave earlier, when we're longing for that first kiss, that moment happens. The first kiss happens, right? Because we actually went on the date. We took the initiative to actually go on the date. Had we not gone on the date and had we just stayed comfortable in our pajamas and watching our favorite show with a bowl of cereal, you weren't going to get kissed that night, were you? If you had stayed comfortable, again, doing the exact same thing and hadn't gone out to that show, you wouldn't have felt the moment of when the curtain dropped. Had you just stayed comfortable in your pajamas at your own house watching your favorite show, you wouldn't have gone out to the restaurant and gotten a great meal, and you wouldn't have felt that little spark ignite in you when you saw your food coming. And you know why it came? Because you called it in. You said, this is what I want. And I expect it within, what, 20 minutes probably? You called it in. You didn't order it and then just expect it would never happen. You called it in. And you expect it to happen. It's a lot harder to start following your goals than it is to buy a concert ticket that's right at your fingertips. Goals are a lot more complex when the results are unforeseen. And it feels massive. The truth is, the challenge will only get bigger the more steps you consciously take away from the goal instead of going towards it. And ironically, or is it unironic, the best part of the journey is waiting for that moment. The moment of when your dream comes true. And you realize you've made it. The moment when you declare all of your hard work, time, and energy invested has all paid off. This is your step towards moment. It's right now. It's at your fingertips. This is the first step of taking action to change your life. This is the step I took to get here myself. And had I not taken that step, I would not be here. I wouldn't even be 20 steps behind where I'm currently at now. I would be, I don't even know where I would be, but I would not be anywhere near where I'm at right now had I not taken that first step. If you are interested in taking that first step, I am more than happy to coach you through it. I am so seriously passionate about this and helping people get to where I'm at in their own journey, because I can't even imagine, I cannot imagine where I would be had I not taken the steps to get to where I'm at. And I cannot imagine where you could go if you take steps to where you want to go, looking at where you're at now, you know? And I genuinely, this is something that has impacted my life so much that I want to help other people in their journey, because I know how much it has changed my life, that I want to help other people change their life too. If you are interested in taking that first step today, you can go ahead and book a free discovery call with me. The link will be in the description below. Again, it is completely free, just to find out if we vibe or not, you know, see if we're a good fit, if I can help you with your journey. It's a completely free 40-minute discovery call. You can also find me on almost any social media platform at Make Waves Coach for more free content like this. You can also follow me on at Mermaid Cassandra on almost any social media platform to follow my own journey of how I've gotten to where I'm at. You can also check out my podcast, Make Waves Mermaid Cassandra, available every place podcasts are found. I will be back with more. Go out there and make waves. Mwah.